intro song that my brother wrote, so you should buy it. Yes.
Did he write the lyrics?
I think you know
what the lyrics are.
I think he did. I heard he composed the whole thing.
Yeah.
There's something like breathing into you, breeding into you.
That
could
sounds
be like
right.
A fetish thing.
That's backed by science.
That sounds.
It's
about my meiosis.
You guys know the breeding fetish? That's what the kids call it these days on the streets.
Having sex for procreation?
Freaking hate that
for you.
Word.
Yeah, it's...
It is made its way, it has squeezed its way into every porn comment, and even like porn
breeding.
Titles. And you're just... It's so disgusting.
That's why I'm fat. I've got a breading fetish.
I guess so.
No.
But no, yeah, breeding is just squeezed in there.
Yeah, it's
breeding video, and it's like, that's gross.
It's
that's
just
that been squeezed out.
Fulfilling your biological imperative. It's like, wow, I really blew inside that ovulating woman. It's like, that's good. Enjoy what happens in 9 months, and then for the
that's usually what I say when I
come. Years.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Enjoy what happens in 9 months.
I hope you're ovulating.
No.
I'm into breeding.
Your pheromones drove me over the top. That I believe. That I believe. Right when you're about to finish, you just go.
Yeah, I'll be honest. It's usually like.
Like Eddie Murphy doing an impression of a black woman getting it.
Yeah, maybe.
Ooh, that's good.
That is your jam. This is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. I am joined by Sarah Beaker and Pete Maybe. Show's website. Papa'sBasement.com. One of these days we'll get that Papa's Basement. One of these days.
One of these days.
Maybe
Susan.
It'll be a treat to me around
I don't know
the decade.
Her name.
Karen.
I can't remember her name anymore.
After our first 10 years.
Dead to me.
That'll be a treat to myself.
Yeah.
So InPapa'sBasement.com. Every show we've ever done is up there. You can also find us on iTunes. You can find us on Stitcher. At Papa's Basement for me on Twitter. Facebook.com/Papa'sBasement. And if you do YouTube... A lot of you might do...
Which you should be doing right now.
Yeah, you know what they say. Talk to YouTube. Yeah, good start, huh?
Yeah, momentum's overrated.
Yep.
Yeah, you can watch us live on YouTube when we do the show, and then you can see videos if you need a video element. Apparently, that's a big thing. I hate video.
Eyes?
Yes, ocular entertainment.
Cool.
A lot of people enjoy just video of a radio show. I don't get it. Anytime any link goes, like I click anything and it's like, open in YouTube. I'm like, no, you're not duping me. I'm just reading the comments.
What?
Yeah.
No, we're always
is
doing
there
like
a transcript? That'd be better.
Thank
we're
you.
We're always doing like really crazy stuff in here, like making
constantly.
Prank phone calls.
That's
and then
true.
The Chinese delivery guy comes over and we prank him and then I flash him.
Yeah.
And he's always into it.
We're charading all the time.
I tried to breed him right over there and he wouldn't do it.
And he's got that tight Asian thing going. So
it
like you didn't
nice.
Last long, yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I was ill.
A little yellow snapper action.
Kung power. It was good. But so, that's why you watch. That's why you watch the video.
I know where it's from. It's from Raw. It's we can't say
so
the
not,
word
not
that
wrong
you
with
said.
Eddie
well, I'll say come as in C-O-M-E, like come here, Rover.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Eddie Murphy makes the point, if you make a woman come here, Rover, no, really, come here, Rover hard, you can do whatever you want. And then his impression of a woman come here, Rovering, is,
That does sound familiar.
Yeah. I love Raw. I love Raw and going back to it and seeing how little of it could be performed today.
Nor should be.
I still love Raw.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really important at the time and everything. I loved it too, but like
they would give him as
I'm
much time
pleased with our progress.
As an open mic. So I would say that they would be like, we're gonna probably shorten that to about 3 minutes. You think you can do that?
I was really gonna focus on the fact
get
that
into that jacket at 3 minutes.
He starts with that other F word, shall we call it?
Uh-huh.
And boy, he rides that pony through the entire Triple Crown's worth of races. There's
true.
That first 20 minutes of Raw.
The whole bit about like Rocky and like Italian guys and black guys fighting over it.
Nothing racist
just,
about that. Continue.
I don't even like know how to listen to it.
Really?
There's
that's,
so much.
That's the part that gets you?
No, one of many.
Him saying that Guineas and Greeks like myself, we're the only ones dumb enough to fight black people? Is that
No, it's that there there are like all kinds of racial epithets in that whole set that like we didn't even know existed.
Well, that's because you were raised by real upstanding.
Yeah.
I was going to say like some proddies. I knew pretty much all those words already, and I was proud.
Show off.
Yeah, no, I was slurring at a 10th grade level by age 7.
You've been listening to Papa's Basement review of
third
Raw.
Year 10th grader.
Yeah, Raw, exactly.
Only
very
30
timely.
Years later.
I'm going to next month or so, get to Pryor's Live on the Sunset Strip.
Mm, yeah.
So if you like what I have to say about it, go out and catch him. Right, he's out there somewhere. I guess the show's big centerpiece,
speaking of comedians.
Yeah.
We're doing really well.
Which is the best thing you can do about a comedian.
The cornucopia at the center of our Thanksgiving feast that is every show.
Yeah.
This week's cornucopia is the fact that all three of us got shot down by SNL's Weekend Update. This is not us being funny or anything.
It's definitely not that.
No,
according to the authority at NBC.
Yeah. Last year, Pete over here was smart enough to network around.
Master networker.
Yeah. He.
And we let him down.
A little bit. He's rubbing his hands
together. Hands are good for something.
Well, it's funny you're doing this.
Some Karate Kid surgery or something.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. He's doing the Mr. Miyagi hand touch, but it's
laying
also
laying on of hands.
It's something that we've learned from
networking handies.
Improv. Now is how we start every
never
show.
Use
yeah.
a cold
you,
hand.
You put your hands together and you go like this for 20 seconds.
Good
like,
Lord.
Yeah, it's like how when you didn't know how to masturbate as a kid and you're touching it from every angle.
And
like
you,
what?
Yeah, you would roll it like it was Play-Doh.
Sure.
Yeah. You're trying to make it longer because you're like, I've seen Play-Doh
this
do it. This should work.
Yeah. At some point, you're like a caveman trying to start
sense.
Fire.
Yeah. You're like, you get it already. Yeah. So, just trying to make it a little bit. Just working with something.
Pete over here found out that they will. Should I say this? Are we blowing up any spots if I talk about this process on air?
Not in detail. I would not.
Okay.
The fact is that there is a process where you are invited to contribute or to try out to contribute to SNL.
Okay, and that's as specific as we're getting, and that's cool.
There's a proper list that, you know, it's kind of on an invite-only basis, and you have to get in there, and then you get on a list, and you are told to write some jokes
and
send them in.
I feel right now that we're like...
That's me to the listener. And
we're at the Eyes Wide Shut party, and I don't want to wind up like the hooker that they kill.
Never seen it.
I don't want to get booted. I want to stay in the
Followed
weird...
Followed the directions. Did not see it.
I want to stay in the weird mask sex world that you have gotten us into. So let's not give details.
Yeah, there's a lot of rejection either way.
Let's not give passwords like Fidelio to the front. You guys need to... It's not the best movie, but...
Chocolate cheesecake.
It needs to be referenced. It's great for references. I'm sorry.
Personally,
I
don't want to watch anything where I'm like... if I don't know that any of the actors are hung, or that I know that none of the actors are hung, I'm not going to watch that. Why?
Oh, so you're...
That's a good point.
You're right? Really key on seeing the ending to Birth of a Nation, then.
Absolutely.
Okay. Although the proper wording is hanged.
Yes. I get it. I see what you did.
Okay.
She got it.
All right.
So we are on...
on that hot topic.
We have managed to find this Eyes Wide Shut sex party where you can try out by contributing jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And they rate them for Saturday Night Live. And if so approved, you get to send them in weekly.
Yeah.
Is
that
safe?
You get to then contribute later.
Is that vague enough? Yes. You get to go to these weekly sex parties.
Right.
And
still on the sidelines, but...
Yeah,
no, you get
exactly.
to you
go.
Get you would get to be there.
It doesn't mean anyone's going to pick you, but
right.
you get to
yeah.
go.
Yeah, you're not. You're going to be on the bench the whole time.
You don't get
but...
to enjoy the fancy hookers.
Sure.
You still have to wash your robe every week.
You're not allowed to take pictures or anything.
Oh, you're on robe washing duty. You're getting everyone's robe.
Yeah. So we were all trying to be tellboy for this party.
Yeah, we were doing our damnedest to come up with 10 killer jokes, 10
deadly
setup punchline, very very. You know, the most classic format, anything. Think something you would see on Seth Meyers, Jimmy Fallon, any sort of that. Just
monologue stuff.
Donald Trump did this.
Certainly not on James Corden. I swear to God, he writes his own monologues.
Really?
And if anybody wants to hire me there, then I would gladly work for you guys and help you with that monologue. But I'm appalled by their monologues. They're terrible. His jokes are just horrible. And he usually does like a whole story just to get to one tiny little joke at the end.
So it's like this
Whereas
show.
Everybody else, exactly. Yeah, everybody else does, set up punchline, set up punchline.
Yeah.
And he just talks.
Those meandering tea time assholes.
Oh my God, it's so bad.
Wow. Yeah,
I mean, his entire show is just the carpool karaoke, but.
That's all I ever see.
So he probably should just do the monologue in the car and then get the whole thing over with. But see,
when people are advising you professionally to get it over with in the car, that's bad. It's a bad spot.
I really haven't clicked much of any carpool karaoke. I think maybe a year ago when those clips first started being pimped out to us. And let's be honest, I don't think there's a lot of organic sharing of carpool karaoke. Have you had a lot of friends share those, or is it more like Facebook saying you might like? Because I'm definitely more in the second camp.
I have seen it shared maybe twice, and it was
before you unfriended those
and
people?
It was like they were superstars or whatever, like it was Michelle Obama or something.
Oh, okay, that's
so it was like it was impossible for people not to, the people that do share on Facebook.
It's impossible for Facebook people not to click on
that. Exactly what I'm saying. Yeah, like the people that are on Facebook, of course, it was impossible for them not to share.
Stop being politically correct. You mean old people.
Old people and some of my friends.
And millennials.
Who
they do weird stuff.
Are just idiots.
We don't understand them.
But not on Facebook.
Yeah, that's true. I think they're actually on Friendster again. I don't know.
I don't get it why they're
somehow. Yeah.
Social media.
I was on MySpace the other day.
You were not.
I was. I wasn't like using it. I was just like, hey, there's male profile.
If I could log in and like actually shut it down, I'd love to.
No, I couldn't log in or anything.
Oh no, my MySpace is like when you see, the weird, what is it, Pripyat, the town right outside Chernobyl, and they're like, oh
everybody knows that.
Good reference.
Yeah.
You were on a roll.
They're like, here's, the amusement park, here are the apartments, it's just grass everywhere, and then they're like, here's like a neon black mold that eats atomic waste. That's what my MySpace looks like.
I'm going to try and find it.
It is. It's just a mess. So we came up with our 10 setup punchlines. And I'll just say this in our defense. Not that I think we tanked. I think we did pretty good ones. It's difficult. It's more difficult at least than it lets on. Once you get in the swing of it,
that's true.
It's really not that bad. But to anyone who's like, every monologue I see everywhere eats ass, I can do it better. You probably can't do it better. Maybe you can do it as well.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Right. Yeah. A lot of jokes that you see are just like absolutely bottom of the barrel terrible. And yet writing a terrible joke is still kind of hard.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough.
And the tweaks
nothing
maybe.
Like brings you
I think what's
into
sad
perspective.
Is you have to like tweak it from terrible.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes the best it's going to get is like.
Too bearable. Eh.
Like, well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
somebody's mom will laugh.
I went from terrible to bearable.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
Oh, such a t-shirt. Our first t-shirt.
Yeah, that was Biggie's first lyric. It was ashy to classy, terrible to bearable. And it's exactly that, though. You're kind of tweaking those last couple, like, you're my number 8.
Yep.
Hopefully by number 6, they've been like, this man's a genius, and we're recognizing
right, they stopped reading by the time they get
They're done. They're, yeah.
There's also a science to, when you have 10 jokes, there's also a science to just being like, where does this one go? In front of
what?
Yeah, there's
joke,
lineup going
right?
on.
Right? Did you guys like rack your brain over
for
that?
Sure.
You're like, what are they thinking after that last one?
I went out
is
with
it this
pretty
joke,
strong
or is
one.
It this joke?
I looking back at my
but
10,
are they gonna make it to the last joke, John?
I feel like my 2 was too. No, I.
But I don't
exactly
want to end on
saying.
My worst one either.
No, hell
so,
no.
Yeah, I psyched myself up and down.
Oh yeah, you want to plan it so that like by number 9, they're like. Maybe if 10 is great, and then 10 is great, and they're like, oh, I'm so glad
it.
I got to 10.
Yes, go on.
No, so glad I took 90 seconds.
It's frustrating because, I don't know, people know us for doing this radio show, but guess what? Doing a podcast only can go so many places. Like, some people find you on Twitter.
We only get into so many sex parties with
this. Yeah.
Not all the right ones.
It's a couple. You'd be surprised.
No, when you try
but
for
not the
SNL,
right ones. You're right. It's not the right ones. It is sex parties, but not the right ones.
No, I feel the podcast Sex Party is like the Eyes Wide Shut parody on Always Sunny, where Frank is at the door and they're like, "What's the password?" Orgy. And then it's just fat people.
Oh yeah,
eating out
I
of
feel
buffet.
Like a buffet, yeah, I feel yeah. like it's the Craigslist post for Abukaki, and yeah. it's just all the fat guys. And then there's the one guy that they're all
sorry,
cheering.
Did see you there?
And then the one guy that they're cheering on because he's got a micro and he's trying as hard as he can.
It.
And he talked to the producer before and he was like, "I've never seen a girl naked." Yeah. And they were like, "Put him in the front. Put him in the front." Right?
This is a very right, detailed
all, yeah.
story.
We've all seen that, right?
Either the improv is starting to rub off on this guy.
Oh,
or...
you just go with it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you've done some Craigslist no. casual
and
encounters.
I was that baby.
I was that micro penis. You're completely right. There's a logic to how you're like, I want to put yeah. my, I obviously want to killer one and two
sure.
and three. I want it cascading. Mm. By seven and eight, maybe it's a little weak, but you know what? Momentum's taking us there. There really is a science to it. My science was about these were due Monday morning, 9 a.m. Sunday afternoon, I'm calling Pete going, "I don't even think I want to touch this crap." Like that. Yeah. And then he's like, just turn it in. I'm like, fine, I'll do it. And so I was just livid because I was watching, I didn't get to watch enough of the Colts Broncos game. And then I missed a lot of the, see, as a football guy,
right?
Yeah, at 4 p.m., I'm like, okay, that's the return of football to the Coliseum. LA gets football first time 21, 22 years. Come on, you're really going to make me miss that? And yes, I had to. And then Minnesota's got a new stadium at night, had to miss that too. They got the guy who did like the opening ceremony for the Sochi Olympics for their halftime show.
Some kind aww. Of mascot?
Yeah, I don't
was
know.
Is it just fireworks or something?
Dancing icicle micro penises. Mm. Not really sure. I had to miss that, but I do my 10 jokes. And God help me, my mom thought they were funny. I was very proud of the
something?
Pack. There was one groaner I inserted because I watched, I made the, I guess, mistake of watching Weekend, watching some part of SNL
Weekend
beforehand.
Bernie's. Weekend at Bernie's always psychs me up to write jokes.
Yeah. Who played Bernie, by the way? Complete non sequitur. Was Bernie?
I'll look it up.
Okay, yeah.
I can't remember.
Like, I feel Bernie
yeah,
should have
somebody.
Been at least mildly famous
yeah,
for the
it
time.
It definitely was.
Because otherwise, it
I
doesn't.
Think.
It doesn't work. Like, I think it's yeah. funny as hell. It's like that South Park.
Tell me
South
why I
Park.
Should care about this body.
Yeah, it's like that South Park when Clooney was still the sexy doctor on ER. And they're like, "We have George Clooney on South Park." And he was just the voice of a barking dog. Going like, "Arf!" That's it.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, I think it was like a dog that was gay or something. That was the hook. Who is Bernie?
Terry Kisser.
Okay, so what? Bernie was a nobody.
Guess
Terry
so.
He was huh. nobody.
Literally,
I'm pulling up Terry Kisser right now.
All Terry Kisser has to look forward in life is to
weird.
When he's honest to God dead in a coffin.
Yeah.
And there's a weekend's worth of Weekend at Bernie's jokes regarding the death. And his friends yeah. and family have a debate. Are we going to put him in the members only jacket?
Right.
So I guess Andrew McCarthy going to cradle him? Is it Andrew McCarthy and Jonathan Levy?
Ooh, no, but it is Jonathan. Give me a second. You're making me go back and forth. I didn't
Silverstein.
Open a new tab. Silverman.
Silverman.
Yeah.
Playing it safe.
Anyway, so
half
you
a point.
Watched
yeah.
Weekend at Bernie's, and you think that was a mistake.
Never well, a mistake, no.
You watch some of these monologues, and it kind of almost makes you want to aim down.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, maybe I'm a little too clever.
Oh, yeah.
But you see yeah. some of the jokes that make it through, and you're like,
I'm not agreeing with you. I'm agreeing that I remember what you were talking about.
Yeah, you're almost like, I got to include one dumb one to show I can play ball? Like, is this like the same way you have to do gay porn before you do straight porn? Like, just send
maybe.
One picture of me holding a dong that isn't mine going, ah.
Sometimes it feels like that when you don't make it in. You're like, are you sure?
Yeah.
I saw the show.
Exactly. Yeah. I've seen what is accepted. Literally the culmination of your process.
I know. That doesn't help, though.
No, it doesn't help dissecting. So I thought it'd be cathartic for us because we didn't get to hear each other's jokes yet.
Yeah. We, like, superstitiously
Kind
didn't
of.
Didn't do it.
I just didn't want you guys getting anything
you
from me.
You didn't do well, yours until Sunday.
That's true, too.
That and also
I actually worked all week on my...
Oh!
Remember, John?
Maybe that's worse.
We shared it last year. Like, we just sat in the same room and, like, just bounced off. And that didn't work, so we just avoided it this year.
Yeah. This year, like,
we'll try something else.
We each hoarded it like three little leprechauns with their own rainbows.
I was like, we'll just do Skype with our shirts off. We don't have to be in the same room.
I'm just getting to the point where I'll like let people read my writing in general. So I think it was nice
Dear
that you guys
Zanga.
Were like, let's not do it yet.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
So I figure we pick our three strongest because...
I could never pick just three.
Mm. I'd like
I love all my children except that one.
I would like to think... Yeah, I have that one.
We've all got that one.
I'd like to
you
think
know who you are,
I have
Jimmy.
At least three... That are like pretty good. I'll leave them in warts and all. There's a couple that like I already
There's
can
warts.
See the
I got warts.
The words that I want to chop out. So I will go first. Do you want to just go in a circle jerk?
Mm, sure.
Okay. You know what? Let's open with my opener. It's dumb. It's safe. I think it works.
Dumb and safe.
All right. After years of saying otherwise, Donald Trump has dropped his claim that President Obama wasn't born in the United States. In case you thought this was the beginning of a new, softer Trump, remember that he still won't admit Jeb P standing up. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
I like it.
You better laugh at each other's jokes.
I'll kill
all of you.
Okay.
All
right. So who's next man up?
You're going. Oh, it's like a round.
I like round robin.
A little round robin.
Yeah. You're still looking yours up?
Little round robin.
Oh, okay. We can go.
You go ahead.
Doesn't matter.
No. You guys
up.
Look. I'll do
I'll pull mine up in a second. Oh! In a statement to the press, millionaire Mark Cuban offered $10 million for a private 4-hour interview to discuss... Wait, sorry.
Hold on. Boo!
Biggest laugh already.
In a statement to the press, millionaire Mark Cuban offered Trump $10 million for a private 4-hour interview to discuss his policies. Wow, $10 million. If you're keeping track at home, that's roughly the street value of about 4 baskets of deplorables.
Okay. All right. You liked that baskets of deplorables thing.
It's a great
phrase.
It's
hot at the time, yeah.
All right.
And saying street value, like, made me feel good.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
From your days as a pusher.
That's street value.
Yeah. Newly released documents reveal that scientists in the 1960s were paid by the sugar industry to play down the health hazards of sugar and shift blame toward saturated fat instead. But in fairness, it was their cheat day.
I like
nice.
It.
Nice.
I like it.
That's funny, though, because that was an obscure one.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Nobody cares.
I did one too.
On that story?
On that story.
Nice. High okay, five. Now I want to hear you.
We know what's up.
Right. I didn't do that one.
I'm not. We'll wait.
I only had one Trump or Hillary one, like in my whole thing.
Oh, I went deep. Because
I'm not good at political jokes, I don't think.
I did. There's nothing political about these two.
See, I know, but I still. I just feel.
Orange,
I get psyched out by
orange
it.
Orange face
see,
and
this
cankles.
Is why we need to periscope, so then we could have them all yelling at us and, one, making fun of us, but then secondly, they could be like, just, I vote for this one.
That
and then
would
we
be
could
great,
all vote,
yeah.
And then, like, at least one of us could win.
Well, you know.
One of us could
I
have
already
a,
feel better about the whole process. Yeah, the fact us, that we've now read one of our jokes.
One of us could have a win today.
If I, you know, if Mr. iPad gets working, we'll have Periscope. And, you know, you guys can...
Oh, right. I forgot.
You can get iPads, too. They're not...
I've
all
done
that,
quite a
all
bit.
All that sweet NBC cash we're not making.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. We can't run it off of that. We'll figure it out. John?
Already. Round,
go for your number two.
Round two.
Round
fight.
Two.
This was my shortest of the bunch.
Ooh.
I like it because it's a little nonsensical. I thought it might have been the best, honestly. It's my favorite.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I got a little something in the throat. Is it nerves or did eating all those Arby fries without chewing catch up to me? All right.
The same warts.
To be fair, it was one Arby's fry. It just took up the whole package.
It was just very
one
long and
curly fry.
Yeah. I just deep throated it.
No, it's hard to hold down.
On Monday, Chipotle successfully delivered burritos to a college campus via drone. Not to be outdone, Taco Bell is experimenting with tying nachos to sewer rats.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like.
It's short and it's good.
Yeah, thank you. All right. So, who's going next?
Oh, yeah, everybody's looking at me. I feel like this is the... All right.
That's the order.
Britain's new 5-pound note is waterproof and made with less toxins than ever before. In fact, the new 5-pound note is so strong that no other country is willing to break it.
There you go. Can't break it.
Right. I know.
Yeah.
I was like,
okay.
Shit, people are going to have to think about that.
Yep.
Oh, you cussy little baby.
Yeah. Way too highbrow.
It was. I'm sorry.
No, we liked it.
Yeah, but you know, we're sitting over here in our little elitist
ivory
chairs.
Tower.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Pinkies to the corner
elitist
of our mouth.
Elitist chairs. You know, the elitist chairs that you complain about every single time we come in here.
Squeaky elitist
you
chairs.
You like squirm the chairs all around because there's one that you hate and you can't remember which
it
one.
It looks
I know, he sits on all of them.
Every single week with these chairs.
No, it's the black one.
They're all black.
He's over there. I hate him. The rest are silver.
Okay, all right. Let's see. Ultra runner Carl Meltzer. Completed the Appalachian Trail this weekend in just under 46 days, beating the previous record despite a regular diet of beer, candy, and Red Bull. The secret, Meltzer said, is to pack while you're really high.
I like it. Not only that, as soon as you said beer, candy, and Red Bull, I was just like,
yeah,
Pete? Is this you?
I am an ultra runner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I ran 5 miles. I feel like that's ultra runner status, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Is it?
But you just have to drink Miller
like
Ultra.
Yeah. There you go.
Jen doesn't get it. Ultra Run is like 100 miles.
I knew it was like beyond
marathon.
Well,
the Appalachian
marathon,
Trail is like 2,000 something.
Well, yeah, the Appalachian Trail one.
It's very, very...
Everybody lies about that one, though.
There's a lot of...
Yeah.
They all have segues.
You couldn't pay me to do that.
Like, how did I do on that ultra marathon? How's Christmas?
I do not get the hiking thing. I'm sorry. I probably recently saw something about like a corpse that was found like 2 years too late.
Like the corpse of Reese Witherspoon's career after she did that terrible movie.
Oh, that.
Oh, about hiking the Appalachian
about hiking
wild.
The Appalachian Trail.
Left
so
it
bad.
There.
I think
she left it there.
Like you just can't make enough money on the promise of her being topless, like in a really bad movie.
She wait.
Yeah. How do you not know this? Aren't you on some kind of mailing list?
I canceled my Mr. Skin membership years ago.
Mm.
She's
yeah.
topless and wild.
Yeah, it's a really bad movie, though.
Yeah, I'll Google what I need.
Good. Good for you.
Topless Reese Witherspoon. How are they?
I don't remember.
Do they have
I was mortified.
Do they have big chins, too?
I don't remember.
Okay.
This is a stupid conversation.
That's how I picture her breasts, having the exact... curvature of her chin.
Yeah, because you're a doctor.
Mm-hmm. And that's how ladies,
that's how all body parts work.
Ladies' bosoms yeah. work, exactly. My chin, my penis. They're covered in bristly
yeah.
black hair.
Yeah.
All right, number three.
Number three.
Number three. This was
with
my finale.
It's your closer?
Oh, no. We're doing all 10.
Good.
Oh, God. All right, fine.
Because then you can hear like our really
not?
Warty ones.
Okay. Yeah, all right, I blew my wad. This one needed some trimming because I switched out the punchline at the end.
Yeah.
And so the front half could have been chopped, but okay, fine. All 10. You know why? We don't have a lot of show prep, so that works for me.
Is he describing his penis?
Yeah.
Not the all 10 part.
My chin penis.
It could have used some trimming.
All right. A Scottsdale, Arizona yoga instructor accused of repeatedly flashing a group of boys at a bar mitzvah party was found not guilty this week. The jury decided to let the woman off when none of the boys involved could describe her face. There you go.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot.
Solid.
That was when he told me at like, he was like, here, I got it. And I was like, you know, it's 8 a.m., right?
Yeah. Who cares?
We have to have this in by 9.
Don't you know anything about SNL? They
just
spent,
thought
like,
it was funny.
Friday night with Chris Farley, like, defecating into his hands and chasing
know,
his friends around.
I mean, it's the
him.
Entertainment industry. It's the only place you can just be completely effed up and
yeah.
not do what you're supposed to until the last minute. And
that
in
the
with
White
it.
House, am I right?
Uh-huh.
Boom.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Ooh.
There's number four. You already blew
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I leapfrogged you guys.
On Monday, Chipotle introduced a new service that delivered burritos to students
you
at Virginia Tech via a drone. It's a two-stage delivery system. First, they fly the burrito to the student, then the burrito flies right out of the student.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Somehow reading these again, I'm like, did I write those words?
Yeah.
Like they
yeah,
don't seem in the right
some
order,
of this that
which
doesn't
is why
sound
I,
familiar.
Which is why I wanted it on like a full sheet of paper. So I'm like scrolling them.
I outsourced mine to some Indian guy. Did it for like 1/5 of the cost, and yeah.
Well,
all right.
You get what you paid for.
Okay. We decided we're doing all 10, right? So I can read my crappy ones.
Yes,
why
let's
not?
Go.
All right, here we go.
Round robin.
Free Zika tests are being offered to pregnant women in Florida, but a backlog has left hundreds waiting over 6 weeks for their test results. The delay has been tough on Florida mothers who have a hard enough time waiting for test results until after the commercial break.
Okay. I like.
Why are all ours thinkers?
No, we're the worst.
We are.
They're
We really aren't cut out for
people
this.
People were thinking about your joke. W.P. Kinsella, whose book was the basis for Field of Dreams, died this week.
I saw that one.
While campaigning, Donald Trump said he was a huge fan of the author's work, claiming it inspired him to build something so they will leave. And then you show a picture of the big Mexican wall.
Yeah, yeah. I like that.
All righty. See, she likes these.
Did you write it in? Did you write in
the description of the picture?
Yeah.
Oh,
I just, you need to be working there now? Then I'll get hired? Can
Right.
I guess.
I realize, like, that's the linchpin of our new strategy.
You know what, though?
Somebody needs to work there.
That's right. I haven't smoozed an intern. I need to do that soon.
Do it.
I have plans.
I think that's a totally appropriate innuendo.
Smoozed an intern.
I will. I'll put my nose right in
Make
there.
Make a little smoochy smoochy.
Okay, you're up.
A new study shows Tesla drivers love to shame gas car drivers who park in supercharger spots. The study's compelling evidence was brought to you by an Elon peeing on gas car's bumper sticker.
Like it.
It was Calvin, then I went with Elon.
Yeah.
I do.
Calvin
I,
might.
I need a Calvin.
I swear to God, once a year they have a Calvin. Like
They're
Calvin
still around,
is
around,
no, well,
those stickers.
In Weekend Update. Calvin is a punchline, like, I swear, once a year.
I have
definitely
seen
it.
That's
weird you swear it.
Why did you mention specifically Weekend Update?
Because that's what we talked about earlier.
Oh, okay. Continue.
You literally brought that up.
Okay.
It was like the first thing you said.
Sorry. My little... Okay.
It's all right. You have a mom phone. Did you remember to text it to yourself?
Why don't you shut the poop up?
Oh!
Okay,
Got
this
him.
Is my one that had
When do we do our week one?
All of them now. Okay, a Senate hearing on Thursday revealed that Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte ordered the murders of over 1,000 people, according to a former hitman who worked for him during his time as mayor of Davao City, and who I'm guessing is still eligible for the government employee health plan, Snitches Get Stitches.
I like any Snitches Get Stitches remark.
Yeah. That one was more subtle in earlier versions, and then I was like, nope, nobody's going to get it.
All right, we're just doing them in order now.
Yep.
Yeah, for it. I was doing mine in order.
Oh, were you? Okay.
Lay my dreams beneath your feet.
I was holding my phone upside down. But
according to the CDC,
funnier.
Kissing chickens can spread salmonella, so I was right to skip the foreplay, commented one very lonely farmer.
Yeah.
All right.
we're all of us are just
He's
like
gone
no wonder they didn't get hired.
No,
this
good.
Is very useful feedback.
A recent
everyone.
New York Times article exposed how the sugar industry shifted the weight gain blame onto fat.
I can't
in
believe
response
you, you have
fat
your
just...
premise is so much shorter than mine. Good job. Sorry.
A recent New York Times article exposed how the sugar industry shifted the weight gain blame onto fat. In a response, fat just sucked it in until no one was looking.
I thought that was one of his better ones. I really like that one.
I like that. I should be pulling this up before it comes to my turn. Okay.
Why is this funny to me? Every time it comes to you, wait, me?
Oh, what now? Is it my turn? Which piece am I?
A, B, and then C? You're sure.
Second Amendment fans cheered at a rally Friday when Trump suggested that Hillary Clinton's bodyguards get rid of their weapons and, quote, see what happens to her. While Clinton does not plan to disarm her guards, she did upgrade them to iOS 10. And then this is my one that had an image of the where they changed the gun to the water gun. So it was like her bodyguards with water guns.
Okay.
Nice. Everybody hates iOS 10, apparently, because they changed the emoji of the gun to a water gun.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
They did.
Oh, I'll never upgrade.
Which is really...
My phone will live in the nines.
I feel like we could go on that for a little while. But
I don't know.
Maybe
that was
moving.
Like too hot a take for them.
How am I supposed to trick people into sending me pity nudes if I'm just like, this is what's going to happen?
The same way you always do with your podcasts.
That's true. I need that gun emoji.
These sex parties aren't getting better.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
This should work it, though. This segment, that's going to get us some good sex parties.
Definitely.
I think so.
The invites are going to come pouring in.
Johnny, let me hear your sixth.
Next.
Okay, these two were actually considered pretty strong by my mom, so.
Oh,
what's
okay.
Two?
Buckle your tits, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Fallon has drawn criticism for what some perceived as an overly cozy interview of Donald Trump that culminated with the host running his hand through Trump's hair. In an effort to show no partisan prejudice, Fallon has promised an interview with Hillary that won't stop until he gets to second base.
Yes.
There you go. Nice. That is sorry, what I want at the end of any joke I tell. Yes.
Yes. Sorry, I was reading.
I do see what you did there.
Sorry, there I already heard all your jokes.
And a punchline.
And I laughed to them. By the way, everybody listening is laughing their tits off.
What's yes, that? There are zero tits remaining in the audience.
That
I can tell you that.
That second thing you said, it did relate to the first thing. Oh,
in a way that was twist-like.
Is this a quip? I like it.
Wit, you say?
Famed rapper Jay-Z says the war on drugs is an epic fail. But it's not what you think. The war on drugs is actually the name of his second music streaming service.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was an article, though.
Yeah,
like,
that
was an actual
weird.
That was an actual title. It said, famed rapper Jay-Z says the war on drugs is an epic fail.
Anytime you say anything is an epic fail, I can't take you seriously.
That was another thing. I was like, okay.
I don't care, yeah, where you lie politically. Like, you could...
I was like, him and a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah, you could... Exactly. You could be like... Raping kids
same
is an
level.
Epic fail. And you'd be like, I'm sorry, now I believe it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you convinced me.
Go back exactly. to your parents' basement.
All right. I think this was my longest setup. Rice University officials have apologized for a halftime performance during Friday's game against Baylor in which the marching band made a subtle reference to the school's ongoing sexual assault scandal by spelling out the Roman numeral 9 on the field. The offended athletes picked up on the Title IX reference despite struggling to understand legal terms like no.
That's good.
That is really good.
Yeah. God, why do they hate
that
us?
That one should have made it. Yeah. Oh. That one should have sealed the deal for you.
All right, here it comes.
Yeah.
This week, a plumbing company released a chart showing how a person's astrological alignment influences their pooping habits. Ladies, if you thought
really?
It was awkward when a date asks your sign, just wait until your plumber does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Thank you.
As long as you get the
You crap like a Pisces and Mars rising.
The Samsung Galaxy Note 7 has had an official recall due to exploding batteries. So the next time you feel that phantom vibration in your pocket, double check to make sure it isn't a phantom limb.
Okay. Let me blow things off.
Ooh. Yeah. Dark. Okay.
Do you have to punch it up?
Why don't you... Why don't you take the other chair?
Oh, squeaky?
Yeah. Worst punishment ever.
No.
All right. A study published this week predicted that due to changes in global patterns of marine life, it's the largest animals who are now at the greatest risk of extinction. Unsettling news for your mama.
I like it, man. I like it. I'm the
one. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Why not?
This
I don't
great.
Know.
All right.
This is fun.
Here,
to be, you know that I went
week.
Through like 5 other stories and tried to fit a Yo Mama punchline in there, and like they were all terrible.
That one worked, man. I like that. Okay, this one obviously needs to be censored. It drops an S-bomb.
Okay.
Is
it Susu?
Now
Studio?
I know why you didn't get picked.
Oh, shut up. They can bleep things, right? I mean, they'll.
I don't.
They
know.
Don't.
Oh it's, no, they.
It's Saturday Night Live.
Right.
No, there's a 7-second
yeah,
delay.
Yeah, that's how
well, not just that.
Michaela, what's her name, got fired?
Maroney.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was sad. From the U.S. Olympics team. No. Jenny Slate, right?
Yep.
She's the one
oh,
that dropped
F-bomb.
Oh, yeah,
Jenny Slate, right.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, Michaela Watkins. Same thing.
Okay. I mean, I feel
that's not a real
you,
name.
Yeah, I see the bug that's trying to fly in your eyeball. It is annoying, right?
It's okay.
The now I just want to catch it barehanded.
It just wants to have
fun. Oh! Oh!
I still see it.
I see what you
right.
didn't do there.
Ah! I thought I totally Miyagi'd that.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to get me out of reading the rest of my set. Yeah. All right. So this one has the S-bomb. I think if they know it's coming in advance, you're fine. Mm-hmm. They know to have their hands on the bumpers.
Maybe. I guess that makes sense.
Sure. Mel Gibson is expecting his 9th child with girlfriend Rosalind Ross. And I have to say, at age 60, he might just be too old for this bleep. There you go. Who doesn't love them some Lethal Weapon?
Mm-hmm.
When I heard that took me a second the first time.
Okay.
Oh, that I was gonna say that might be an issue for that.
The next one coming up, I'm genuinely embarrassed by.
Like I'll warn you for the one that I'm genuinely embarrassed by. Yeah.
Earlier this week, Trump was seen on the Dr. Oz show to talk about his health and fitness. He explained to Dr. Oz that even though he eats fast food every day, he stays fit by carrying a basket of deplorables.
You love the punchline. Excuse me. I used it twice.
It's not bad.
Is there a third basket? That would be amazing.
There is a third Trump.
I mean, I went deep with the Trump. Like, it shows to me that you're kind of keyed into what the easiest humor is.
Yeah, I know. I don't think I have any about Trump.
You know what?
I did have one where I had two punchlines that I liked equally well and showed it to a couple of, like, coworkers that were there at 8 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so I have two that have the same, like, setup. And then I just
Did you count them as separate ones?
Yes.
Okay, bang them both out, then.
New Jersey police are investigating after a kindergarten student in Trenton brought 30 packets of heroin to school in his lunchbox. It's no worse than sugar, said Punchable Moms.
Okay.
New Jersey police are investigating after a kindergarten student in Trenton brought 30 packets of heroin to school in his lunchbox. According to a spokesman for child advocacy group Girl Scouts of America, beep, this is our turf. Mine had it.
Yeah.
I swear in it.
See, okay, good. I don't feel completely crappy for, you know, not... I like the swear thing, too. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I like that second punchline. Maybe I'm profane. Not a deep thinker like you with your head scratches. No.
Yeah.
Okay, this is my next one. This is the lazy one.
This is the one you hate, or that you like the least.
I think it was a, more a groaner almost intended for my mom because she's a big Springsteen fan.
Okay.
In essence, it's going... his daughter... won a $330,000 horse riding prize. So if I really wanted to get into it, I could go into how his daughter is the opposite of any lyric he's ever written. But I was like, you know, I have too many like that. Let's just do something dumb.
Okay.
So I said, Bruce Springsteen's daughter, Jessica, just won $330,000 in a horse jumping competition. I guess you could say she was born to ride instead of born to run.
Yeah.
It's bad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I just...
But what... Yeah. I mean, wait until you hear my bad one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pete, what are you doing?
What?
What happened?
Oh.
What are you doing?
Never mind.
What are you doing?
I was queuing up a rim shot.
Oh.
For our benefit.
But I had to,
it was bad, right?
I had to kill mine.
Okay. So
no, because I remember your joke. No, I like that one.
Okay.
But you're right. I mean, it fits like in groaner category.
Yeah,
where it's like,
which there are definitely plenty of those on my favorite movie starring,
Terry Kisser.
Yeah.
Have you seen At Midnight?
Yeah.
It's nothing but puns. So they're
all fun, though.
Yeah, yeah, it's fun, but it's all grown.
Some of them are clever.
A show that's written by all dads.
The Chinese tycoon behind the gay dating app Grindr will be paying $1.2 billion in his upcoming divorce because apparently in China, it's a lot easier to create an app than find a good lawyer. That is also like my week because it's like, well, there's no real funny thing here. You just made a
point.
You made a point.
Yeah.
He is getting screwed, isn't he?
Okay.
So is this your last because you did the...
I think it is. Okay. And this is my worst one.
Oh.
It's obviously, I read the very last one second because I didn't. So this is the one that I subbed in at the last minute. It's whatever. Co-founder of the ride-hailing service Lyft announced Sunday that he expects self-driving cars to be handling most of the company's rides within the next 5 years. He promised hesitant riders that self-driving Lyfts would still be safely guided by a comprehensive set of rambling opinions.
Okay, so it's just kind of like the drivers never shut up. Is that the...
Yeah, okay. But like it's still going to be just as good even though there's no driver because I don't know.
Nothing
you can tell
that.
It didn't have any of the screw tightening that like the rest of our jokes.
You know what? You properly gambled that they by number 9.
Why don't you shut up? Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You're right. They stopped reading.
Yeah, no, I think by like number 2 they're just like, bah. Do you know this person? No, do you? Yeah. And that's it. That's how I like to interpret it. That's how I shield myself.
Keep going, Ryder Monkey.
Lots of pizza. All right, this is my last one. Paris Hilton gave $100 to a homeless man who said he needed the money for pizza and sex. No word yet on whether he spent the $100 on a really fancy pizza or a really cheap hooker.
Hmm.
There you go. Yeah, that knowing nod. I'll take it.
On Saturday, an improvised explosive device blew up an old dumpster in Chelsea, New York. Leaving many people wondering, I thought Trump was in Colorado that night.
There you go. Dumpster.
Okay.
An old dumpster.
Old dumpster. It's getting late. I don't think we have much to segue into after this. I feel we were just three hurt people.
No, we just wanted to give you guys those.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? We've been complaining, but they're pretty good.
They are good, as we're saying them, as hurt little ducklings.
We are.
You're not gonna know.
Oh my gosh.
You know, if I had caught,
our tails are
if I had
so
Colin
far.
Or Che in here giving you those, you're gonna be laughing your ass off.
Yeah.
And you're gonna think they're so funny. So I don't want to hear it. Those were good.
All right, DJ Boy Scout.
I liked them.
Those were great.
Those were good.
Wow. Well, I'm glad that we shared. And
sounds like Zeke.
This is a weird show.
It's had a weird energy all day. The
we
show
were gonna
I did
have
this.
A weird.
Oh my
energy.
God! But everything was so stressful. Metro sucks.
Yeah,
let's put that
day.
Out there. Let's make it local.
Our girl, the girls beat.
Yeah.
Pete had to drink extra to make up for all the time that was lost.
I didn't even drink on this one, which sucks.
Okay, yeah, he's beat, and I've done like 2 hours
of
recording of
low
before
blood sugar
this.
For him.
Yeah, this is bad.
Low blood alcohol content. let's get out then. Let's call it a night.
But the thing is, we love you guys.
Thank you for listening to our jokes.
And the Patreon is still out there.
Please contribute
to
the Patreon. And also,
us. Any
sort of Twitter, Facebook, YouTube comments, tell us what you thought of the jokes.
Yeah, we
That'd
could
be
really.
Fun.
Yeah, I'm going to
post. Mom, that means you too.
Exactly.
I'm going to post mine out there.
Everybody's mom is invited to comment.
Why not? All the moms.
Yes.
This was Papa's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Every episode we've ever done is there. Find us on iTunes. Find us on Stitcher. Like us there. Subscribe. Subscribe on YouTube. All the subscription numbers in the comments, that is what helps out the show and giving it to your friends. We have a referral program. Anytime someone tweets us and says that someone else referred them, we'll give it a like. Click the little heart.
We'll give it a like.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll certainly send you some stickers, that's for sure.
Click that heart so hard.
You might get a super special DM. Dicks out Brian Bolte, he'll send you a DM.
All right.
Anyways, I'm Pete Maybe. Thank you guys for listening to my jokes and listening to us whine for the whole episode. We're going to be doing this time next year. So, that should be fun. No, we won't. We'll be all right.
The complaining
but you guys
we'll be doing all
expect,
year.
We'll be doing that every episode, so look forward to it.
Fresh, hot
also,
complaints.
Also, find my jokes on maybe, maybe not. They're all going to be posted there. There's going to be more. You just wait.
Just you wait. We'll show you. I'm Sarah Beaker at Madam Too Soon on the tweets. I will not post these jokes there, but new ones all the time.
I like it.
I'll post hers on my Tumblr.
Rewritten a little better.
And we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.